Really? Are you all right? Sweetheart. Darling. Shh. Don't get up. Stay right there. Don't move. Careful, careful. You've been asleep for a while now, so you haven't really been able to eat anything or drink. Here's some water. We're in my basement at the moment. Well, you fell asleep after having something you shouldn't have. Yes, it had your name on it. Just in case you were thinking of leaving me or anything. So, yes, I have a sleeping concoction whipped up in case you ever tried anything and you took it anyways. Jeez, I should have been looking, should have paid attention. But you took it, so I had to take you to my basement before my sister gets here. She was planning on dropping off something, so it would be a bit unreasonable if you were asleep, drugged on the couch. You were lazily moving around a lot and seeing a bunch of things. Lots of interesting things. It seems like you might be remembering some of them. You can probably imagine how awkward it must have been for me then, right? Yeah, you should be sorry. Come on, baby. Everyone's got their little quirks, and one of mine is just simply how madly in love I am with you. Like, really, who else would make a sleeping concoction for their loved one if they tried to leave them? Legit, no one would do that. Like, ever? Have you ever thought about that? They would never love you as much as I do. That's all it is. It's just undying love. No, I don't want to hear the same old, it's because they have morals, BS. The only relevant moral is indulging in your desires, because no one's going to do it for you. They feed you this idea that you should be living in this world, treating others like sunshine and rainbows. But the world isn't like that in reality, honey. Okay, fair enough. Maybe I did sidetrack a little bit. What I'm trying to say is that I just love you a lot. And my way of expressing that love is by showing you how much I want you to stay with me, to love me, to be with me. And I show that at times, both intentional or not, like a recent event. I wouldn't consider myself precipitous. I generally plan things carefully, but some things you aren't meant to know, or weren't meant to know. I have secrets, darling, and I'm sure you do too. I don't invade too much into your life, but if you did want to indulge me in all of your itty bitty particulars that I might consider revealing mine to you. How does that sound? Of course you're hesitant. Don't answer me right now, then. You might regret it later. Let me know another time if you can help it. Otherwise, don't answer me at all. Ignorance is bliss, don't they say? Right, well, look around and don't get too comfortable. I'll be taking you here for real if you go snooping. Or better yet, if I see any sign of you trying to get away from me. Again, this is my way of showing that I love you. No one else would do this for you, so you should feel grateful. Don't quiver in fear if you have nothing to hide, and I will be here for you eternally. I will do absolutely anything for my dear darling, as long as you don't try to leave. As long as you just trust me, then I will always be here for you. I think it's best if I don't answer that. I don't want to hurt you. If I needed to, yes, I'd hurt others for your sake. I wouldn't want to, though. That doesn't mean I'm heartless. It just means I feel strongly for you. Wouldn't you do the same for me? See? Then it's completely fine. And I did tell you before, life isn't fair. This is one of those sorts of things that just happens. It's like a game where you only get one chance to pick one string out of many, and if you get the shortest one, well, you're just unlucky. But I'm sure you know all of this already. I'm just rambling, rambling, and rambling about nonsense that you don't need to listen to. No. You're looking awfully tired. That sleeping concoction does a deal on you. It was made to last a really long time, so I was surprised when you actually got out of it early. But I can see that its effects are starting to kick in again. It won't be long till you're back asleep, whispering away with the clouds. It's all right. Shh. Shh. I've already called your roommate and told them that you were staying for the night. I think they were oddly enthusiastic about you staying over. I'm kind of worried, actually. What if I was a crazy person who was going to murder you? Or better yet, what if I wanted to kidnap you and keep you here for the rest of your life? Now that would be concerning. Nevertheless, I'm glad you have some supportive friends who can catch a hint. Although perhaps there was something else they were up to now that I think about it. Hey, don't worry. I won't pry. You know I'm not like that. Sort of. I mean, if it's regarding you or your safety, maybe. That's not important. When I do pry, it's because I love you. Now, just settle down and let yourself float away. You need some rest, after all. Just float away, darling.